This week, the Seattle Police Department carried out a major bust on North Roar Avenue. It marked the culmination of months of undercover work investigating a prostitution and drug activity ring at the Orion Motel. But the Seattle Police Department wasn't going after the usual suspects. In this case, they targeted the motel's management, accused of providing cover to and facilitating pimps and drug dealers. Lieutenant Jim Fitzgerald is with the Vice and High Risk Victims Unit. They carried out the bust. Fitzgerald told me that illegal activity is widespread on Aurora Avenue, but the Orion Motel had been identified as a hub.
The first thing we wanted to do was try to excise this cancer. North Aurora has always had this problem as long as I've been on the department, and it's a very complex problem. It's not easily solved by merely arresting the prostituted women nor the pimps. But in this case, we saw that it was actually a business. Now, apparently, at this point, it doesn't seem that the owners were aware, but that their management, and we have a business there that actually was part of the problem. And so, if nothing else, a message to the other businesses and residents is twofold. One is that the Seattle Police Department is responding to their concerns. We're trying to do it in a way that doesn't, that minimizes the injury to the victimized prostituted people, the women, but also that if you're going to be involved in this, there could be a price to pay. The police department is looking for those that are profiting, not just the traditional pimp, but there are businesses that obviously are permitting, turning a blind eye, or in this case, doing even more by helping to promote and protect the exploiters.
How commonly does SPD target motels and locations as opposed to other ways of attacking this problem?
It hasn't been very common. I've been in this role a little less than 2 years. My detectives for many years, and they're the true experts, they haven't done this. We will use hotels, usually at the we'll rent rooms or at the consent of the owners that will participate because they want to help out as a vehicle, especially when we're targeting juvenile, young prostituted women and girls. They'll come to these hotels and stuff and meet us, and then we're trying to recover them and get them out of the life. But it's pretty rare that we attack the hotels themselves.
You know, you mentioned that this is a persistent and pernicious problem. Is this just going to move it to another hotel and another location along Aurora?
You know, that may be. We didn't initially just target the Orion Motel. We had looked at other motels and hotels in the immediate vicinity and tried to set up similar operations. And we were quickly moved off the property, and it was very clear that those property owners or managers, at least, weren't involved in this kind of criminal activity. So I'm not saying that this is the only hotel, and I'm not saying that another manager somewhere else, that they wouldn't do that. They may try to find another location, but we're hoping that our experience where we couldn't get in an undercover role pretending to be sex promoters, that we couldn't get any cooperation, that they'll have the bad guys, the promoters, pimps, will have the same trouble we did.
You know, we heard from a current sex worker who said that busts of this type that look at the demand side, Johns and the hotels that support them, she said this doesn't really stop prostitution. And she said, in fact, it drives it further underground and it might make it more dangerous for prostitutes. What's your response to that?
Here, one of the problems is that the neighborhood, I'm just going to talk specifically about North Aurora, the neighborhood and the residences and the businesses there, the lawful citizens, taxpayers, have a right not to have this kind of activity in their doorsteps, in and out of their businesses. So, you know, we are attacking the demand side. That's definitely a priority. But in this case, we were attacking the promoters and those associated with the sexual exploitation there of women. We're in this country, we're still at a crossroads. We have to change the culture that it renting a woman's body for money for your sexual gratification is not okay. It's not a manly thing to do. Until we get to that point, we're going to have to attack the issue in a myriad of ways. But part of the successes that we might have as police officers is when have a collaborative effort with our either governmental service providers or the non-governmental organizations that are out there every day trying to help and get these women and show them a way to get out of the life and to be a productive, happy citizen.
Lieutenant Jim Fitzgerald from the Vice and High-Risk Victims Unit at the Seattle Police Department. He was part of the team that carried out the bust at the Orion Hotel this week. This is The Record.